4.2% inflation was the year-over-year number we got today. That was in line with expectations, which always makes me chuckle. Like, we feel a little better, like, oh, at least it was in line with expectations. Well, that doesn't make me feel any better, and it wasn't in line with my expectations in January, Tom Fortino from the Alpha Wealth Group. But I guess it wasn't any higher, so we'll take what we get, huh?
Well, yeah, there's not much. You know, control what you can, that's what we say. And so I guess it's better than running hot. No one could have predicted a lot of things that are happening right now, obviously. With the and most of it was driven by energy. I mean, that's no, I don't think that's a news flash, but
right.
I think they said energy was 23%, up 23% year over year. So there's the major driver there.
I mean, I know that if the war is ending and, you know, there was good overtures to that measure a couple weeks ago, and I'm not trying to get political at all, but just the reality is that if the Strait of Hormuz is not moving like it should for a long time, I mean, this does kind of seep into a baked-in inflation number that could be higher for longer than people want.
There's no question about that. This is, I mean, that is the main reason for this CPI. In fact, I think I heard someone, an economist, say half of the core goods were actually down. And so, you know, and then energy, as we know, oil is used in everything. It's used in transportation. It's used in manufacturing. It's used in energy. I mean, everything. It's used in fabrics. It's, you know, so it's just, it has this, you know, it's a wide swath of things that it impacts. So if this, the good news, there's a good news part of this. If and when, and it will ultimately get straightened out, you're going to see CPI, you're going to see inflation come down. I think it could be significant. So it's not due to things that, you know, I think won't reverse.
Yeah, I just, look, yeah, I don't think we're going to be at 4% forever. I know that would really hurt some retirement accounts, Tom, because it is a thief, isn't it?
Inflation is absolutely a thief. I mean, it's no one's immune from it. And, you know, it reduces your purchasing power. And to be fair, you know, there's people out there that's struggling. You know, I think I saw it was either at Costco or Walmart. They're showing that the more people are putting less gas, thinking more people than ever are putting less than so many X number of dollars into their gas tank. There's an indicator right there for how it's impacting some people. So it is unfortunate. And I hope this gets resolved sooner rather than later, because other than this, I do believe the fundamentals, what we're seeing in this market and what's going on, it could be a pretty powerful and a very, you know, I'm still bullish on this year.
Okay. We saw the new report showing that Social Security, the fund could be depleted a couple extra months earlier, and we've crept up a couple months now a couple times, and then, you know, time keeps marching on. I remember when 2034 seemed so far into the future. Now it turns out the fund may be done by 2032, and I look at my little clock here, and it says it's 2026, and all of a sudden we're just like three Congresses away from that, Tom. When you are talking to people, are you saying, let's assume that's a big fat zero coming their way, or are you more realistic and thinking they're going to get this resolved, but it's better to be skeptical?
Well, I think to be clear on that, when they say, and you do see here that language, John, the language is it's going to run out. It's not running out. They're talking about it being depleted to about 75% to make, not a good thing, but you know, your benefits may be reduced by 25%. And keep in mind, and as long as we're working, and I know if you look at your paycheck, John, it's really exciting as you see that come out every month or every week. You're paying into it. We're all paying into it if we're working. So there's money coming into it. There's money there. Could it go down in benefits? The answer is no one knows, because, you know, they may do this kick in the can down the road. Social Security has made so many changes over the years, and, you know, full retirement age was increased. They made Social Security taxable in 1983. It wasn't taxable before 1983. And then 1993, they said, well, we're going to tax up to 85% of it. I mean, they do this every so often. So they may make, I think what they're going to do is they're going to do a kick the can down the road to try to get it to last longer. Not solve it, but kick the can down the road.
I don't think that's a galloping prediction, Tom. I can almost guarantee that's what it will be, but at least the can isn't in front of us. SpaceX is going to launch here, go public. What are you telling people like that are interested, intrigued? You know, is it, hey, wait a couple days and get part of the index funds, which they're changing the rules anyways to get SpaceX as a part of it? Or do you find some people that want to actually like participate in the volatile, crazy first day opening?
I've actually put in some trades. That was not my recommendation. I've had clients call me, and I've placed the trades for them. Now, it's oversubscribed by like three times. Will they get those positions? I don't know. If you were asking my advice, yes, I would sit tight. It's kind of crazy when you look at the numbers. I mean, it's staggering. No pun intended, but I think it's going to shoot to the moon right out of the gates. But I think it'll come back down. But it's a $1.75 trillion, valuation, which is kind of insane.
Yeah, it is. And so what you're saying is that some people that are saying, oh, I want to place a trade at $135, the vast majority of us, we're not going to get it for $135. When this thing opens, you might be getting it for twice or three times as much. And then if it retreats from that position, then it's a little bit of a mess. For me, it's like I'm just going to wait and let my index funds that have it as a part of it kind of like take care of that world.
Yeah, and you can buy it. Now, that's not uncommon with these IPOs. They come out, they pull back quite a bit, and there's opportunity when things kind of, the emotions drop a little bit. But, hey, they're going to put, the goal is they're going to put human settlements on Mars. So you got to be part of that.
Yeah, for sure. I want to just, with the last minute I have here with you, Tom, is there anything, any sectors you're pulling out of or advising folks to maybe steer clear of, or on the flip side, hey, let's maybe diversify in this area. You're a little underweighted here.
Well, I think, what we've seen recently, and you saw it today, and this AI trade kind of unwind a little bit. I do think there's going to be some opportunities. Whether you look at Micron Technology, you look at SanDisk, you look at some of these other companies that are in the AI space, even some of the chips, they've gotten hit. So I think there's going to be some opportunities to come back in because, again, the fundamentals are there, the investments are still there. And so I would take a look at some of these that have pulled back 10, 20, 30% in some cases. I think there's going to be some opportunity there because in the long term, they're going to make money.
Okay. Tom Fortino, it's always great to chat with you. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Don't be a stranger here, and we'll listen to you Sunday morning at 7, okay?
All right, John. Thank you. You take care.
You too. That's Tom Fortino, AlphaWealthGroup.com.